Hello and welcome to another episode of the Construction Corner Podcast. I'm Dylan, I'm your host. And guys, today on this episode, I'm going to dive into two super important topics that I think we should really care about. One is asking better questions and how you can do that. And two is showing the hell up. So without further ado, I'm going to tell you guys why we do this show. So both Matt and myself have done tens of millions of dollars of projects. I've done $750 million worth of design work. Matt's into the hundreds of millions of commercial construction projects. And between the two of us, we've just got a ton of experience, decades and decades of experience in designing, building commercial projects. And through that, we have a ton of lessons that we have learned along the way to help you guys not make those same mistakes that we have. So we do this podcast out of really a service to the industry, to all of you, to not step in the holes that we've stepped in. So with that, I am going to go into why it's super important to show the hell up and to ask better questions. All right. So asking better questions and showing the hell up. So the two things that I've just noticed this a ton here lately in going and doing things in the community and being a part of masterminds and all that kind of stuff is really the top circles of people. And really just as I go out and do more and more, I start to notice more and more patterns of things. And one of those things is that the top people continuously show up. They show up at events. They show up at all these different locations. They put their time, effort, and energy into a lot of these organizations, into these masterminds, into just being the best. So people keep seeing their face. They keep seeing them. And with that, they really end up getting a lot of accolades and attention. And people remember them because they keep showing up at these events. So at the very, very top levels, right? Like you're Kobe's and all those guys, like there's a lot more that differentiate them, right? Their work ethic, their mindset, like a ton of other things in that. But showing up really differentiates a good chunk of the pack from everybody else, right? So let's just say that just by showing up continuously gets you into the top 20-30%, right? To continue to show up day after day after day. And like I heard a stat here recently that if you want to be in like the top, I don't know, whatever it was, 5, 10, 15% of podcasts, if you do more than like 21 podcasts, you're going to be a top podcaster, which is just like insane. So automatically, you know, we with our hundreds of episodes are in the top of all podcasts because we continue to show up week after week and provide you guys with the lessons that we've learned along the way. So I know that showing up might not be something that you want to hear, but like it is just going to those meetings, going to those events, showing up to some industry event in town, right? Whatever that ends up being, going to those talks, giving a talk, being around those people is super, super important. And I think because a lot of our meetings in the construction industry are in person, on site, all that kind of stuff, we do end up taking them for granted. And it's not something that we should take for granted. But because that continual showing up, that continual be there, that continual delivering a great service, a great product, being there for your clients is a big deal. Most people just don't show up. So you're going to be in the top percentile of people just by continuing to show up. It's something that has really resonated with me here lately, mainly because like to go to Sacramento and some of these other areas for industry events or what have you, like it's a couple hour drive. So then when I say that on top of like, yes, I was even here, but then like, oh, I had to make a 2 hour drive to be here. Well, that adds a whole other level of commitment to the organization. So just something for you guys to think about as you move forward. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is asking better questions. So the reason that this kind of got spurred is we always want better answers, right? But in order to get better answers, you have to ask better questions. So then the question becomes, how do you ask better questions, right? Well, first you got to figure out where you want to go. And for me, in my business and life, it's like no secret that I love super yachts, right? Like I think they are just the coolest thing that you can put something that big, that massive on the water, that it floats, that these are luxury yachts that like you have a full sauna and gym and movie theater and all like all bar, all these things, you know, and other boats within the yacht. Like some of them get absolutely crazy, you know, they got helicopters on them and stuff. So like it's just a cool engineering feat to me of these yachts. So like my epitome of the thing that I want in life is a super yacht. For some folks, it might be a Ferrari or Lamborghini or a number of Ferraris and Lamborghinis or a really cool car collection or an awesome house or a helicopter, a plane or whatever, right? There could be your wants, your needs are totally different than mine. And that's cool, right? Like that's awesome that we all have our own thing. So for mine, in if I'm to really own a super yacht and own it for years and maintain it and run it and everything that comes along with that, right? So for super yacht, they can range anywhere from like 50 to 500 million, anywhere from 10 to 20% annually of whatever you paid to acquire it, to run it, right? That's all the salaries of all the people that live and work on the boat, the maintenance for it, the food to feed everybody, you know, like everything that goes into that, fuel, docking, all that kind of stuff around the boat, maintenance. And so if I were to buy a $100 million yacht, and let's say that it took 20% annually to run, so that's 20 million, and then 5% of my annual income went to a toy, a luxury, right? Like I'm living well within my means kind of thing. And I'm not just like blowing half of my money on a boat every year, right? So at 5%, that ends up being 400 million in annual income. And then let's say that I own a company and it only makes 10% annually, which that's probably standard margins for most folks. So standard margins. So that means I'm having to do 4 billion and I only take home half of those margins. So I'd have to do like 8 billion. And then you just have a rounding error in there and call it 10, right? $10 billion in revenue is what I would need to own in a company to then afford a super yacht, right? It's so many projects, so much revenue. Like it's crazy, but it's doable, right? Like AECOM and Jacobs do that in revenue every single year. So totally possible, totally doable, but that's what would need to be done in order for me to own a super yacht. And once you know that, right? Like, hey, I got to do 10 billion a year. If you want to own a Ferrari and it's 300 grand, and you're making a whatever, $5,000 monthly payment for it, and you want that to be 10% or less of your income. So now you need to be, if we're saying it's a $5,000 payment, 10% of your monthly income for your car payment, that means you need to be making 50K a month, right? Like that's pretty simple math. So 600 grand a year. And then what from there, then what jobs do you need to do? What does your company need to do in revenue to make that much money? What, you know, like then you can go down all the pathways of it. So if I'm looking to make $10 billion a year in revenue, then okay, like there's certain opportunities that I should or shouldn't go after. There's certain things that I shouldn't think about, right? When you're trying to build a organization on that type of scale, right? The projects you go after, what are you doing for your portfolio? How are you improving processes? You know, what's the flow through look like? How do you know, what's the org structure look like? Who are the people you're going to need to bring into an organization of that type and scale to do those, that number of projects, that scale of work, right? There's all those things that you got to think about as we go through this. And so to me, you first have to know where you're going. And I hear that a lot in folks, and it's like, but man, I don't know what I want. I'm just lost. I don't have a good goal, a good place to go or be. And the easiest thing for me to wrap my head around is like this revenue goal. And you kind of do that so that you can have a North Star to make decisions by. It's not that I constantly fixate around like that revenue number, because for me, it just, it doesn't it drives me crazy, and money's not the end thing for me, right? I need money to do things, but I don't like fixate around money. And so for the super yacht deal, it's like, I'm thinking about the boat, like how's the boat going to feel? How's the yacht going to feel and look like? Who am I bringing with me? Where are we going? Where are we traveling? What are we doing with it? Like, I think of the experience with the thing, right? So for you, if it's a Ferrari or some car, Rolls Royce or whatever, you might be thinking about how does it feel? How does it feel driving around your neighborhood? How does it feel like driving with somebody who's with you? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? All those things are super important to figure out, just like to basically iron out your dreams, right? Is that the thing that really resonates with you? Does it stick with you? Does it stay with you? Is it something that you think about constantly over and over and over and over again? Like, you need to know what those dreams are. And it could be just to have a family, on live on a farm and raise animals and all that kind of stuff, and have a good job and leave your work at work, right? And come home and be good, you know? Like, you're not looking to travel or spend a ton of money or whatever. You're just kind of looking to do what you want. And those are all very different levels of freedom and living your dream life. It's your dreams, right? And so in asking better questions, which is the core of this, we need to figure out where we're going to go, and then we're going to get better answers, right? So if I'm asking a question of how to build a $10 billion company versus a $10 million company or a $10,000 company, those are three very different questions, right? Three very different answers. And 10,000, you can do only a few things, or you can do a lot of things. For 10 million, you could do fewer. For 10 billion, like, the options are severely limited as to what you're going to do to, in order to achieve that type of revenue. So it limits your options, right? Which is good, because then you have fewer things to focus on. You eliminate distractions and you can proceed ahead in a very simple manner. So this is how I think about asking better questions, is where do we want to go? How are we going to get there? Or where are we going to go? Let's figure that out first. Then what are some possible ways to get there, right? What can I do to start? And then that gives me a direction. So long as we're directionally correct with this, for the most part, direction is going to get us a big chunk of the way there, right? I'm not going to know all the answers to get to $10 billion. Like, it's just not going to be a thing. So with that, like, I've got to pick a direction. And in that direction, like, I know this is directionally correct, right? I know doing engineering and software is directionally correct. And I can figure out all the other details as they come available, right? I'm not going to see the full path. I'm not going to see every obstacle in the way. I'm not going to see every hiccup or speed bump along the way. I'm not going to see every opportunity, good or bad. So with this, it's just, hey, we're going to go in this direction. We're doing engineering firms. We're doing software. We're going to help people. We're going to do a lot in buildings and construction. And that's our path, right? We're owning the firm. We're moving forward, and we're going to help a lot of people along the way. So the rest we'll figure out when we get there, man. And I'm okay with that. Like, and I think a lot of folks out there have this hiccup and hang up where they have to know every single detail. Dude, you'll figure it out when you get there, right? You don't know every detail in every project from the very start. You figure it out along the way. And life is pretty much like that too. That's what I found out. That's how I'm dealing with this and how I am approaching a lot of this. So for you guys, like, it's okay to not know everything. Just be directionally accurate for the most part, right? And you can then course correct as you go. You can zig or zag or figure out a new detail or figure it all out when you get there. So just understand that asking better questions starts with kind of knowing where you're going, right? What do you want? How do you think you're going to get there? What do you enjoy doing? What's going to be of magnitude great enough to get that type of life? Or some of this could be, how do I make more money without working any more hours, right? Like, different leverage questions. So there's a lot of ways to go about this, but start by thinking through your questions. The other part of this, so that's reverse engineering. The other side of it would be to look 2, 3, 4 moves ahead, right? Like, if I do this, then that happens, then that happens, and that happens, right? And some of the problems with that is, like, you're never going to be able to see those 3, 4 moves ahead. Like, you can think further in it and this helps more in engineering. Like, hey, okay, if they do this, then that means we do that. If they do this, that means we do something else, right? And so there's a little more linearity in our projects, right? We know a lot of what's coming, how that's going to affect other systems, other people within the project, and that we can pretty easily kind of dictate through. So on a project basis, you do want to look ahead, right? Like, what are the next 2-3 moves? You want to think 2-3-4 moves ahead. And you could do that pretty easily and kind of ask those foreshadowing questions as an engineer construction guy on those projects. That gets you a lot of brownie points because you're really thinking through the process and looking holistically at the building, at the project, and how you're going to help everybody out on it. So big thing there for looking forward and helping people on projects. And then on the other side of it is kind of reverse engineering your life a little bit or a lot of it, and then figuring out how you're going to get to where you want to be in life. And just know this is going to take time. And that's probably one of the other questions in there too, is like, how long is this realistically going to take? You know, for building a $10 billion organization, that's a big undertaking. It's probably going to take 20 years to the rest of my life, right? And because I enjoy this stuff, I enjoy the journey, I enjoy what we're doing, like, I'm going to be just fine, right? I'm going to enjoy the ride, have my fun along the way, continue to run and go shoot on the weekends and do all that kind of stuff to really enjoy life. You know, like, we have one, you better live it. And while work's important, you know, providing a service and being passionate about what you do, all super important, but it's also important to know that, like, dude, you got to live life, have relationships, have some fun, and you know, mix that in. You can't go too far one way or the other, but like, it's okay. So anyway, think about what you want with your life, ask better questions, and then more importantly, well, maybe not more important, but keep showing up, man. Keep showing up day after day. Keep doing the things that are going to get you there. And again, align them with what you're going to do directionally for where you want to go in life. Like, if you want to be a member of an organization or lead an organization, you have to keep showing up, right? Keep bringing your A game. Keep getting in those doors, getting in those rooms, sitting at the table. Like, those things matter tremendously. So without any further ado, that's going to be this episode of the Construction Corner Podcast. Until next time, share the show.